So my question today is, do you have relationship equity with your religious leader? And do you know how it will help you in church safety and security? Well, I wrote my book, How to Talk with Your Leader About Church Safety and Security. I spoke to over 100 religious leaders from various different faith denominations. But the underlying theme, the consistent thread for a lot of those conversations was that, Simon, people are talking to us about safety and security, but I don't quite know who they are, or we don't yet have a relationship established. They do not have relationship equity. So at a high level, relationship equity means, before you ask your leader about church safety and security and perhaps tell them what they're not doing right or what they're not doing at all, do you have a personal relationship with them so they will listen and you can go through some heavy debate? Now, I realized at my church a few years ago when I was writing my book that I had a strong relationship equity and it was helping us on our church safety and security journey. Now, I go to Westwood Community Church in Minnesota, and after a major tragedy, such as the First Baptist shooting, where 26 people lost their lives, we know that Frank and Sherry Pomeroy, tragically, their 14-year-old daughter was one of the victims. So in 2017, myself, our executive pastor, and our director of facilities and security, we sat down and had a conversation. And post these large scale attacks, we'll have a conversation, say, what would we do if it happened here? What would we do differently? Is there any key learning for Westwood that we can take away from this situation? And I remember this like it was yesterday, because Scott paused. He looked at me and said, Simon, is there anything that we should be doing differently as a result of what we saw at the First Baptist Church? And he'd paused, so I also paused and thought, is this now the right time to raise the conversation with him? And I said, Scott, you know, the data still says that most of these active assailants are using a handgun. However, it's becoming more prominent that these assailants are using AR-style firearms. Most of our team have 9mm. So if this were to occur, it might not necessarily be a fair gunfight. And he said, Simon, what does this mean? And I said, Scott, what I'm ultimately saying to you is, now could be the time to go to the board and either ask the board to purchase ARs for the safety team or permit the safety team to bring their own ARs to the church and have them stationed around in a safe so they're ready if they need them. Now, a good friend of mine, his church is in the top 5 nationally. They have thousands upon thousands of people that worship. They have over 60,000 people that worship online, huge mega church. And he said, Simon, if I said that to my boss, I'd be like laughed out of the room. They would say, you don't understand us. You're like, you're crazy right now. You're well out the world of sort of what is sensible, what has got into you. And I said, well, really? And what I realized was that I had the relationship equity with our executive pastor. So the first time I was having that difficult conversation with him, it wasn't trying to get to know him as an individual. I already knew him as an individual. And I'm going to come to the end of the story now, because people always say, well, Simon, what did the board say? Well, Scott said to me, Simon, prepare a slide deck, prepare this analysis, whatever you need. Can you prepare it for me to take to the board? And I will have that conversation. Very simple. I gave him the data, gave him all the information. And at that time, the church said, okay, we're not ready to take that step, but maybe there's something else that you're not seeing, or maybe look at a problem through a different lens. So me and the executive pastor, we didn't butt heads and say, well, hey, you didn't push it forward enough. How committed were you? We had the conversation. I listened. We had relationship equity. Okay, Scott, it's not a no. It's a not right now. So let's look for something else. We had the relationship equity. And so how had I built that within my own church? Well, I've been attending for over a decade. People know who Simon Osmo is within the church. It wasn't like people would say my name and no one knew who I was. I've been helping the church on safety and security since 2014, so now coming up to a decade. Going back a few years, I was invited to be a leader on a new members course that we called Life Transformed, which was geared towards new members learning to live like Jesus. It gave me access to people that were new within the church. It showed me that the church leaders trusted me to represent them in leading people not only to faith, but sharing the message of Westwood Community Church. In 2017, I gave my faith story in front of over 4,000 people at the church across, I think it was like four services. When we hold safety and security trainings, I would invite our executive pastor to say, we have this training going on. If you're available, please come. You know, it'd be great for you to meet some of the people, learn what it is that we teach, see how this is ministry focused. Security is ministry. He couldn't always come to those trainings, but he knew he was invited. It was open-ended. It was important for him to get to know the guys and girls that are keeping the church safe. And then finally, the first time that I needed something from him, i.e. perhaps we don't have the right firepower, is not when I needed something. I had the relationship first, then I could ask for questions. So I had relationship equity. Now, you might be saying, well, Simon, we don't have relationship equity, or I'm not in a position to build it in the time I need to ask questions. So here is what I say to that. Someone in your community will have that relationship equity. So go to that person, go to Jim and say, Jim, I know you're close to Joel. I've been seeing that mass shootings are becoming more common in houses of worship. We as yet do not have a safety team that carries firearms. I know that Joel trusts you. I know that he likes you. I know that he listens to you. Here's why I need to ask him this question about firearms, because should that day of evil come, how aren't we going to defend ourselves as the church body other than to just lock the doors and hide in the corner? We may need to be proactive. So Jim, I really like your help in facilitating that conversation with Joel. Well, yeah, absolutely. I'll be happy to help you. I understand where you're coming from. Have them be present at the meeting. Have them say that, Joel, we're here today to discuss what it might look like if an active shooter ever were to occur at our house of worship, because at present we do not have a means to defend ourselves. Joel, can I ask you a question? If there was an active assailant at our church, what would you want our safety team to do? Now, most leaders are going to say, well, we need to defend the flock. I'm called to defend people. Okay, thank you, Joel. Can we now have a discussion as to what that might look like at Westwood and how it aligned with your culture? Someone else could help facilitate that conversation if you do not have a relationship equity. However, I would encourage you, like I did over many years, is build that relationship equity. It's going to help you advance your church safety and security program. So I wanted to talk about that today because relationship equity was one of the threads that the leaders were saying to me. There wasn't enough of this. People were just coming to us and saying, you're not doing this right, or we need to carry firearms. And the religious leaders didn't really know enough about who the individual was. So the individual might think that they're being defensive or not willing to ask questions, but it's because they didn't have that personal connection. The reason why Scott could listen to me when I said we might need bigger firepower is I had that relationship equity. He was willing to listen. The answer might not always be yes, but they're willing to listen and you can start the conversation from there. So if you haven't yet picked up a copy of the book, How to Talk with Your Leader About Church Security, I also summarized over 50 pieces of scripture from the Old Testament, 50 pieces of scripture from the New Testament, and tied them in to safety and security. So I know that book would bless you in a variety of ways. So for now, as always, those are my views and opinions. We'll love your thoughts in the comments. Do you have relationship equity with your religious leader? if you don't, what is the best way for you to build it? And has there been any situations or circumstances such as mine after the Sutherland Springs mass shooting where you've evoked your relationship equity to try to advance your program? Leave your comments, views, and opinions below. But for now, you stay safe, you have a blessed day, and I'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.